USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to. The resolution is amended as ordered, reported favorably to the House.
And with that vote out of the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee, the full House of Representatives will now have a chance to impeach President Trump next week. President Trump at the White House reacting to the vote.
It's a scam. It's something that shouldn't be allowed. And it's a very bad thing for our country. And you're trivializing impeachment. And I tell you what, someday there'll be a Democrat president and there'll be a Republican House. And I suspect they're going to remember it. Because when you use impeachment for absolutely nothing other than to try and get political gain.
China's vice commerce minister says they've agreed to a phase one trade deal with the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation is helping the family of murdered Jersey City detective Joseph Seals.
We are going to pay your mortgage. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is going to pay your mortgage before Christmas, so you never have to worry about your mortgage again.
That's CEO of the foundation, Frank Siller, who also says the foundation will support families of officers killed in the line of duty.
Ever since 2014, there has been a war against our police throughout America.
Something special to look for during Saturday's Army-Navy game. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Naval Academy will honor three victims of last week's shootings at the Naval Air Station Pensacola during the Army-Navy game this weekend. Navy players will wear red, white, and blue memorial patches, and spectators will pin ribbons to their lapels. The three were shot and killed by a Saudi airman last week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A 13-year-old boy will be charged in the murder of Tessa Majors, a freshman at a college in Manhattan, who died after being stabbed in a park Wednesday night. Fox News contributor and former D.C. homicide detective Ted Williams tells Fox News,
now that there is an alleged arrest, and from what we've been told about this 13-year-old that was arrested, that he had clothing that fit the description of one of the attackers, and there's a possibility that a knife was also recovered, Julie. This is physical evidence. This is only, Julie, the beginning of the investigations. What we must realize and understand is that the police department is haunted in New York by the arrest and the exoneration of the Central Park Five many years ago. So they are walking on eggshells, and they're trying to make sure that they get this right.
The Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia, reports more people have died and become sick from vaping. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
The CDC in Atlanta says four more people have passed away from that mysterious respiratory illness tied to vaping. 52 people have died so far in 26 states and the District of Columbia. About 2,400 people across the country getting sick and having to be treated at the hospital.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.